Jennifer Granholm.
I don't know about her highness.
Well, you're receiving all these international awards from kings. I'm bowing down right now.
Well, don't bow down, but it is a great honor, not obviously for me, but for the state of Michigan to be recognized by the King of Sweden, who I haven't met with yet, and I'm heading over to the palace in about an hour or so to receive this award. It's called the Order of the Polar Star, and it's because Michigan has really forged a strong partnership with Sweden, but particularly focused on renewable energy and renewable energy jobs. In fact, today we're announcing another company expanding in Michigan, which is called Swedish Biogas. In fact, the King of Sweden came to announce its first facility. It's announcing a second facility today that it's starting up in Reed City. And the King is also recognizing that we have the intention in North America of making Michigan the hub of production of clean energy products. And that means wind turbines, for example. And so yesterday we announced that a Swedish-Finnish company has decided to make Michigan the place where it's going to site its foundry. It's going to be the largest specialized foundry for wind turbine castings in the world, and it's going to supply two-thirds of the big castings markets for these huge wind turbines in North America. It'll be located in Eaton Rapids. It will make Michigan really the center for the production of these big wind turbines. It's a big piece of news for us.
And I'll let you set this up. How many jobs, Governor, will that create?
Well, if we get it all, and this is pending some loan guarantee from the Federal Department of Energy, but they want to see this happen too. It'll be about 550 direct jobs, and that's over the next few years. But the indirect jobs are what are really interesting, because this foundry will produce steel the castings for the wind turbines that are cheaper than the price in China. That means it will be hugely in demand, cheaper and stronger and less weight. So they've got this great technology. They're partnering with Oak Ridge National Laboratories, and we've invited Oak Ridge to set up shop in Michigan, and they've agreed to do that. So there's just an awful lot of really interesting developments that are happening all through this connection to Sweden.
Governor, where are you this morning?
Right now, I am in Stockholm.
Mm-hmm. You sound like you're right across the street.
Well, it's a good connection, isn't it?
It certainly is. Well, it's kind of interesting. And before we start talking politics, I know you've been around a lot of public figures and a lot of famous people, but dealing with royalty is a bit different, isn't it?
It is. You know, here's the deal. It's very interesting. When you meet the king, you're not supposed to extend your hand. You don't shake royalty's hand unless they offer their hand to you first. So there's all sorts of rules you got to be careful of. I don't want to commit an international faux pas.
Well, quite a few topics I want to get at, and some of them you're not going to know the details to, but you are a negotiator, so I wanted to get your take on a few of them. First of all, the Blue Cross Blue Shield lawsuit. What's your take on that?
I'm very interested, like everybody else is in keeping rates down, and I'm also interested in making sure that Blue Cross maintains its not-for-profit status, and it's trying to balance out how it is able to continue to keep rates affordable. But I completely understand the need to put pressure on to keep the rates low.
And in Lansing, there is a development deal that's gone awry. There is a developer and a union that cannot find common ground when it comes to what pay is going to be for workers. Can you give them some words of wisdom on how to find compromise?
I just hope that they do find compromise. It would be a total shame to lose the development and the jobs that go with it, and the effort to do a mixed-use development in Lansing. I sure hope that saner heads prevail and they reach a compromise. It sounds like it's completely doable.
GM is going to put $37 million into a Delta Township auto plant. Doesn't set up any jobs right now, but it sets up a nice future when retooling is needed.
You're talking about the money that the development money that we got from the federal government yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, so this is a huge deal for Michigan overall. Obviously, the Lansing area will have four sites addressed, but Michigan gets a huge amount of money, $159 million overall, for 57 sites in Michigan that previously, obviously, were plants and now abandoned. That means that these sites can be cleaned up set up for redevelopment, reuse, and jobs, and that's exactly what needs to happen. So it's part of the bankruptcy process, and it still has to be approved by the bankruptcy court, but really this is a huge deal, something we asked the Obama administration for as part of our Phoenix project, where you have a phoenix who rises from the ashes of, you know, of crisis, which in fact is what happens with all of these old sites. So it's good news.
And actually, like the media can do, I led you astray. I was referring to the Delta Township auto plant. There was a large a press conference yesterday. The federal government, as you mentioned, will provide $18.6 million for cleanup of area sites in our state. But this is going to help get that new Delta Township plant ready to rock should they retool for other projects.
Retooling is good. We want to make them ready. I think there'll be a lot of good news out of the auto industry next week. I'll just say that.
What is it like not to have to deal with a campaign?
It's a great thing.
As you watch what's going on with Rick Snyder and Verge Bonero, anything pop into your brain?
Well, I just, you know, I share people's frustration that change does not happen quickly enough. When you don't have a job, it's as though unemployment is 100%, right? But we, Michigan is really the poster child state for this global shift in manufacturing jobs. And why this recovery is so slow, not just in Michigan, but in the nation, is because globalization has pulled these kind of jobs away to other countries. It is going to be a slow recovery. It's not as though, the Democrats are performing badly. It's this that the recovery is not happening quickly enough. That's true in Michigan and that's true nationally. So I think there's going to be a surge. It looks at, if you believe the polls, on the Republican side, but I just warn everybody, nobody has been issued a magic wand. These are tough times. You got to continue to go at diversifying our economy and educating our citizens, and those are not quick fixes.
Governor, we know that polls are just a sampling of what voters may do should they vote. According to several polls, Rick Snyder has a 20-point lead over Verge Bonero. Is that too big a lead for the mayor to overcome?
I don't think so. I think, I mean, and obviously it's a huge hurdle, but, you know, I think that he's as we know, our mayor, very energetic, and I think very persuasive, but he certainly has got to continue to get the word out, and it will depend on whether Democrats actually show up at the polls. So I'm not giving up on it, and I think he'd be a great governor.
Governor, it seems like the business tax has been a burr in everybody's saddle, especially for people doing business here in the state of Michigan. Are we ever going to be able to fix that thing?
Well, you know, I have put a proposal on the table, which was suggested by the Business Leaders for Michigan, which would eliminate the surcharge, lower the sales tax rate, and spread it to services, which is more in line with the economy we are becoming and not the economy we were. And it's been very difficult persuading anyone in the legislature to deal anything with tax restructuring in a difficult time. Anybody who says they can automatically change the business tax so that it goes away entirely or you have another huge tax cut is really deceiving the public, I think, because you just cannot come in and, again, wave a magic wand and expect that $1.5 billion is going to go away without some significant pain. And that's on top of the fact that federal stimulus money is going to be going away next year, too. These are not easy times, and they don't call for easy solutions. But I will say this, that, you know, as I travel a lot, and I'm over here now, the business tax in Michigan is just never an issue. Never an issue. It's our taxes. Our taxes in Michigan and the U.S. taxes, too, are so much less than what we're seeing in these other industrialized nations that we have to realize that, you know, when you get outside of Michigan, despite what you hear on the campaign trail, you know, it may not be what people are telling you when they're trying to get elected.
Travel safely, Governor.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Tony.